Well, hello there and happy new healthy-ish year. Yes, you have tuned in to the podcast called Healthy-ish, of course, from Body and Soul. I am your host, Felicity Harley, and joining me in the hot seat today is our digital editor, Ashley Austin. And for the month of Jan, we're doing things a bit differently with our Friday episodes. And on this one, we are picking the top fitness trends for 2024. Happy New Year, Ash.
Happy New Year. Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, to this lovely summer sunshine.
Yes, I'm sure if you're listening to this, you might be out on a walk or doing something else, enjoying it.
Yeah, hopefully a bit of New Year fitness. Actually, what is one fitness tweak or a goal or something you're attempting this year?
Yes. So this year I went back to in-studio Pilates instead of doing it at home. And so I've joined a studio and I've paid for that very expensive unlimited pass. So I will be attending at least five times a week.
You're Pilates. Everyone's on the Pilates bandwagon.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's quite addictive. And you don't pull up as sore as, you know, if you went to a HIIT class 5 days a week, you'd be knackered. But yes, I really want to make sure I'm going five times a week.
Okay. We will be checking in.
Yes. What's yours?
Well, I am toying with the idea. It takes me a while to make my fitness resolution / goals for the year. Actually, I have this little thing that I have to have them kind of locked in by Feb 1st, because Jan for me is just a period where I'm enjoying life. I don't really want to have these stringent rules around me.
No,
so
it's
Feb. Yeah. Feb 1 is like my Jan 1.
Yeah, it's still like December light. You're still celebrating.
Exactly. I'm pondering doing a half marathon this year.
Okay.
Yeah, inspired by Ned Brockman last year.
You'll be able to smash a half marathon. I believe in you.
Thanks, Ash.
I think
I just get a bit sore on the old hips these days, but maybe I might do that.
Okay.
Anyway.
You heard it here first, guys.
Well, we will regroup on that. Now, fitness trends for 2024. I want to talk about, something that I'm tipping is just going to continue to grow this year. We talked about personalized nutrition last week on this podcast. Well, this week I want to talk about personalized training generated by AI.
Okay.
Now, last year one of our most popular apps was about whether we should get ChatGPT to create your workouts.
Mm-hmm.
The expert who I had on said, give it a go, but perhaps stick to a PT or group fitness class or your app. Well, I'm tipping this year that that's going to change.
Okay.
I think that AI will play an even bigger role in our workouts, taking all our data and then providing us with workouts and fitness plans that cater to our own individual metrics, biometric data like heart rate, variability, and also our goals. So I went into a bit of a Google hole researching this, but the fitness world is already focused on personalized fitness and billions are being injected into this space as we talk.
Yes.
And some apps now are already creating bespoke plans, providing user accountability, motivation, and are connected to an actual fitness product.
Oh, interesting. Because that makes sense, right?
Absolutely. So it won't be just about pulling up an app and doing the same plan that everyone else is doing.
Yeah.
It'll know all your biometrics, your reading, what you did last time, whether you should take some rest or not, based on, your heart rate, what it was yesterday. So I couldn't actually find really many tangible examples of what this will look like.
But it's coming.
All I'm saying is the money is there. They're throwing billions at this in terms of apps and all sorts of things. So I just think we're going to see it'll just come with a bang.
Yeah.
And the fitness world will be hooked. But I will give you one example I did find, which I thought was interesting. So let's take OpenAI. So they run the ChatGPT. So the company received a $10 billion investment from Microsoft.
That's big, big
in Jan last year. So a lot of money. And they're already partnering with fitness companies like Whoop, which is that fitness and sleep tracking wearable brand that's more worn over in the US, I think, than Australia. And Tempo, which is also over in the US, a home gym company, to put the focus on generative AI-powered fitness features this year. So say Whoop. So in September last year, Whoop released an OpenAI-powered health coach in its app So the health coach develops fitness and rest plans for users based on questions they want to ask the coach. So if I want to run a half marathon, I would say to the coach, can you make me a training plan for a half marathon that I want to run in August?
Mm-hmm.
And they would cough out a workout program for me based on my measures when it comes to sleep, stress, recovery, because that's already accounted for in the app.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, we're already using this anyway, like in our Apple Watches.
Yeah.
But to a lesser degree.
Yeah, the data is like our height and our weight and those kind of metrics, but and of course our heart rate, but having that more granular detail will definitely provide more personalization.
Yeah. So anyway, watch this space. I just think it's going to be bigger, better and more impressive.
Oh, we will be watching. I actually think on that note that we'll see a lot of focus this year on recovery and mobility. So it is quite an interesting space with more and more of us recognizing that recovery is essential to performance. You know yourself, this time of year, you have this big lofty goal and you just go, go, go. And then you pull up injured from doing too much running or lifting too much or something too strenuous. And you haven't really factored in that mobility, that stretching and that recovery. So we are starting to see the effects of poor posture on our ability to move well, you know.
As I sit up right this
as we both
minute as you're talking.
Because, you know, working from home for some of us for a few years now, a lot of our sort of posture and the postural issues are coming to the fore. And as some of us get older as well, we're not recovering as well as we could. So I think we'll see definitely a greater focus on this when it comes to fitness. We're already seeing an increase in stretching apps and gyms adding those stretching specific classes to their timetables. You know, experts have long touted the benefits of a well-rounded approach to our bodies, but maybe we just need to start putting it into practice this year.
Yeah, I like that one. I agree. Yeah. Because I think there's not naming any brands, there's actually a company opened up not far from me that just does stretching.
Yes, it's so interesting. It says it's kind of like a stretch lab.
Mm, and you I go, think that's what it's called.
Oh, whoops. Yeah.
That's a great shout out to them.
Also, smart marketing, guys. But yes, I have seen those advertised.
Okay. Just quickly before we go, longevity, it's not going away. I feel like it's a new pillar of wellness. And I tip that in 2024, we expect it to be an almost new fitness mantra, and gyms are going to take advantage of this, not only in selling the message to work out for a longer life, which is actually a good thing, but in the US in particular, what we're seeing is longevity treatments are now making their way into gyms. So you can actually go and do your workout and then you can get an IV vitamin drip, a biological age test, and you can actually do you can get peptide injections. I'm not saying they're a good thing.
No,
I'm just saying this is happening. People.
Yes.
So,
interesting.
Yeah. So I think once these sort of treatments were fringe, but now they're coming into the mainstream as we all focus on living longer, healthier, healthy-ish. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, well, and I'm sure you'll be paying a pretty penny for those memberships too.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be $25 a week, but hey.
Maybe in 25 years.
Yeah.
when I'm dead.
When they're commonplace.
Thanks, Ash. See you next week.
Bye.
Do you agree with us? What do you think about recovery, personalised training and longevity as a fitness pillar? Well, if you do have any thoughts, anything else you want to suggest, you can DM me at Felicity Harley, or of course you can follow us on socials and DM us there. Anything else, head to bodyandsoul.com.au. Make sure you rate and review this chat, or you can subscribe to this podcast, share this with a friend, and until next time you listen, stay healthy-ish. Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.